September 28th through October 11th, 3rd Nephi chapter 17 through 19. Behold, my joy is full. Your preparation to teach should begin with your personal study of the scriptures. Come Follow Me for Individuals and Families can supplement your study, and this outline can also provide you with ideas to help you prepare. Invite sharing. In 3rd Nephi chapter 17 verses 1 through 3, the Savior invited the people to return to their homes and prepare their minds before returning to be taught again. You might ask your students how they prepared for today's discussion and what they pondered. Teach the doctrine. 3rd Nephi chapter 17 and chapter 18 verses 24 through 25 and 28 through 32. The Savior is our perfect example of ministering. We all have opportunities to minister to others, and we can all be better at it. One way to learn from the Savior's example of ministering is to simply read 3 Nephi chapter 17 as a class and invite class members to comment whenever they find something that teaches them about ministering. What do we learn about the Savior's character that made him a great example of ministering? What truths do we learn about ministering from the Savior's example? You could also look for additional insights in 3 Nephi chapter 18 verses 24 through 25 and verses 28 through 32. Class members could then discuss specific things they feel inspired to do to follow the Savior's example of ministering. 3 Nephi chapter 17 verses 13 through 22, chapter 18 verses 15 through 25, chapter 19 verses 6 through 9, and verses 15 through 36. The Savior taught us how to pray. To help class members learn from the many examples of and teachings about prayer in 3 Nephi chapters 17 through 19, you could write on the board who, how, when, and why, and invite the class to look for answers to these questions as they relate to prayer in the following verses. 3 Nephi chapter 17 verses 13 through 22, chapter 18 verses 15 through 25, and chapter 19, verses 6 through 9, and verses 15 through 36. What other insights do class members gain as they read these verses? The statement by Elder Richard G. Scott in Additional Resources might add to the discussion. You could also invite class members to share what they do to make their personal and family prayers more meaningful. See 3 Nephi, chapter 18, verses 18 through 21. This week's outline in Come Follow Me for Individuals and Families suggests questions to ponder about prayer when reading these verses. You could ask class members to share any insights they have about these questions, or you could invite several class members to come to class prepared to discuss something they learned about prayer from 3 Nephi chapters 17 through 19. What were they inspired to do to make their prayers more meaningful? Jesus taught why we should pray always. See 3 Nephi chapter 18 verses 15 through 18. An object lesson may help your class understand what he taught. For example, you might fill a container with water to represent Satan's influence. Stuff a tissue, which represents us, securely into the bottom of a cup, which represents praying always. Turn the cup upside down and push it straight down into the container of water. The tissue should remain dry in the bottom of the cup, even though it is surrounded by water. What did this object lesson in 3 Nephi chapter 18 verses 15 through 18 teach us about prayer? See also Doctrine and Covenants section 10 verse 5. What does it mean to pray always? How can prayer help us resist the influence of Satan? Consider allowing class members a few moments to write down what they feel impressed to do to improve their prayers. 3 Nephi chapter 18 verses 1 through 12. We can be spiritually filled as we partake of the sacrament. To begin a discussion about the Savior's teachings on the sacrament in 3 Nephi chapter 18, you could divide your class into groups and give each group one of the following scriptures to read and discuss. Matthew chapter 26 verses 26 through 28. 3 Nephi chapter 18 verses 1 through 12. And Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 75 through 79, and section 27, verses 1 through 4. After reading their assigned passage, each group could think of a question or two about the sacrament that is answered in the verses they read, and write their questions on the board. Then the rest of the class could search the scriptures for answers to the questions. Class members could also discuss how they can have a more meaningful experience partaking of the sacrament. What does it mean to be filled as we partake of the sacrament? See 3 Nephi chapter 18 verses 4 through 5 and verse 9, and chapter 20 verse 9. Consider inviting class members to discuss this question in pairs as they read 3 Nephi chapter 18 verses 1 through 12 together. You could also invite class members to ponder the last time they felt spiritually filled when partaking of the sacrament. Maybe they could discuss things that might prevent or distract us from being filled by the sacrament and share ideas about how to overcome those obstacles. 3 Nephi chapter 19 verses 9 through 15 and verses 20 through 22. Disciples of Jesus Christ seek the gift of the Holy Ghost. Consider asking class members to think of something they deeply desire. What are they willing to do to receive it? This could lead to a discussion about what the 12 disciples most desired, as described in 3 Nephi chapter 19, verses 9 through 15, and verses 20 through 22. Why might this have been so important to them? Why is it important to us? According to these verses, how can we earnestly seek the companionship of the Holy Ghost? Encourage learning at home. The Lord said, "Great are the words of Isaiah." See 3 Nephi chapter 23, verse 1. To encourage class members to read 3 Nephi chapters 20 through 26, you could tell them that in these chapters, Jesus explained some of Isaiah's great words. Invite class members to ponder why these words of Isaiah are great. Encourage them to come ready next Sunday to share what they learn. Additional resources: the value of prayer. Elder Richard G. Scott testified of the value of prayer. Quote, "We pray to our Heavenly Father in the sacred name of His beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Prayer is most effective when we strive to be clean and obedient, with worthy motives, and are willing to do what He asks. Humble, trusting prayer brings direction and peace. Don't worry about your clumsily expressed feelings. Just talk to your compassionate, understanding Father. You are His precious child whom He loves perfectly and wants to help. As you pray, recognize that Father in heaven is near and He is listening. A key to improved prayer is to learn to ask the right questions. Consider changing from asking for the things you want to honestly seeking what He wants for you. Then as you learn His will, pray that you will be led to have the strength to fulfill it. Should you ever feel distance from our Father, it could be for many reasons. Whatever the cause, as you continue to plead for help, He will guide you to do that which will restore your confidence that He is near. Pray even when you have no desire to pray. Sometimes, like a child, you may misbehave and feel you cannot approach your Father with a problem. That is when you most need to pray. Never feel you are too unworthy to pray. I wonder if we can ever really fathom the immense power of prayer until we encounter an overpowering, urgent problem and realize that we are powerless to resolve it. Then we will turn to our Father in humble recognition of our total dependence on Him. It helps to find a secluded place where our feelings can be vocally expressed as long and as intensely as necessary." End quote. Using the Supernal Gift of Prayer, Ensigner Leah Hona, May 2007. Improving our teaching. Strive for Christ-like love. If there is a member of your class who needs to be fellowshipped, consider how you could help him or her feel part of the class. For example, you might invite another class member to sit by this person and befriend him or her.